the Rabbi, so for the Nechta verifies two things. First of all, that it's genuine, and secondly, that it's Shmo. Whereas Eidikiyum, they only verify one thing. So what is the Lesser Biro? So Eidikiyum is the Lesser Biro. And for the Nechta is the larger Biro. So we cannot explain the Mishneh, how many we get in the Sayyam. So if in Yochel, so then we must resort to the larger Biro. Because the larger bill, on the contrary, is before the Nechta Bekontra. This is how Rabbetan explains. Now, so according to Rabbetan, so we could answer this kasha of Rabbi Kvenia. In other words, if we say that this pricing represents the view of the Tanoim, who say that because of an Igritzim we can't make, so then we understand the price. Maybe we say, "Yeah, but that's the one from Lechtu from Lechtam." So in this kind of chesmov, is kosher. In this kind of chesmov, is kosher because according to Alibi de Rove, so there is no cash. Because Alibi de Rove, so then, what is the larger bill? The larger bill is kim chesmov. And before the Nechtav is the lesser bill. So the price tells us, then we must resort to the larger bill. But if we say, as Teisve says, that this price it represents the view of Rove, so in the same way as there is no kashe from this price against Rove, so in the Mele, there is no kashe against Rabbi, because Rabbi will say, this price is in accordance with the view of the Tanoim who agree with Rovesta. But if we give this teretz, we make a price of the Rabbi Yude. So it's also like Rabbi. And Rabbi Yude is not Gezer Shem Yazdav Vukulei, but according to Rabbi, so what is the larger biru? The larger biru is before Einechta. And Eidikiyum, there's the lesser biru. So then the question arises, why does the price say, Hamei v'getin nesayam, v'nostilo v'loyom l'for Einechta. If he already delivered again, and he didn't say. Now, and according to Rabbi, so Niskayim Bechesmov is the lesser biru. So he says, if he didn't say, so then the lesser biru is not. Why only if he didn't say? Even Lechatchile. So the lesser biru is not. That's why Teisves couldn't. That's why Jesus had to say the heart of Robert, the Rabbi of Robert, Tanoi, because according to Havam in the Gemara, so there is a machlekes Tanoi between Tanakam and Rabbi Yude as to whether we say like Rabbi or say like Robert. So maybe we could say that this price represents the view of the Tanoi who say like Robert. All right, we'll leave it.
Oh. There is the same approaches as between Rabbi and Rabbi Shem Alev. Chadoma, which is Kim and Shmo, one of the two, the two of Rabbi and Rabbi Shem Alev, says that the Tamil for Nachtam is in Kim and Shmo, the Chadoma is in Tzulikan. The style of the Rabbi Shem Alev is the Rabbi Shem Alev. The Rabbi Shem Alev, the Rabbi, has a bit of the Kam and Rabbi Shem Alev. ויאמר לי צריך לו למה אני הולך לפעול אני הולך טעם או לא אומר לו לא צריך ויאמר לו בדרס הראשי שהבקים עם שמו אבל בדרס אחרים דבקים עם שמו או לא תסתר So in other words, so you see that the Mishim already remained and made a distinction between him and the Mishim and the Mishim. So that implies that he agrees with the Tam of Mishim. ותסברה, ורבי סטינר עובר, ואילם משם יעזד עולה כאן כולי. So, רשי says, that we should be gears ותסברה. Because if we are gears ותסברה, so then it will follow from this Gemara, that the Gemara is refuting what it wanted to say, that that Rabbi Shimon Levi agrees with Rabbi. But even Alibi Maskone, it seems that Rabbi Shimon Levi agrees with Rabbi. So Rashi is not Geres with Isbara. But we are just Geres
not with his bird. Aber der Sache mit dem Schmo, Leute, das ist dein. Wir haben die Israel der Rabe. Two, that the Mishu in Malay, the Egoism of the Rabe. But why did he say he doesn't have to say it for Nachtam, for Nachtam? Because there is a Chenim is Lomdu. But Rabbi Israel der Rabe, and then, even from the point of view of the Shmo, without recourse to the Tam of Yitzir Nikaimei, he should still be required to say for Nachtam, for Nachtam. Because of Yitzir Yashem Yadda Bukhuri, but Amun Yashem Yadda Bukhuri. Elo, Rabshim in Barabe, Nishachina Abibade. So, what the Choshem Shikri Rabshim in? So, Mele, it was a case of Asur Bitrei. Asur Bitrei is an Yitzir Yishriche. So, Mele, we're not Gezer, Yashem Yarze, Dabu Bukhuri. And since it was Trei, so there is no need from the Nachtam on the basis of the Tzimikane, because they themselves are too. So the only purpose might have been because of the Shmo, and since it's Lacha Shomomdu, and it's a Yitzim Rishriche, so you're not Gera Shriyadu Lukukoi. So that means that Enochaname, the Maskon of Gemara is that Mishim Elevi agrees with Rabbis. So the Meir Rashi says, we should not be gay race with his Rashi. We plug the car, put the drag of Robin, if we can have a roy kamoy. I see it in the Zayam, it is for a loy gassin. Then Rashi says, we name a gassin away. Lovely your way at this time course. Even if we are gay race, but it doesn't mean that the Gemara is refuting the Gemara's memory that the Mishim Alevi agrees with Rabbi. But the Gemara, the Shabbat is time for Mishim Alevi with Rosh Hashanah. Eloch Epoch, Vitizbere, I mean, can you really assume that Mishim Alevi was a single Shliach? That's impossible. But as far as the memory that Mishim Alevi agrees with Rabbi, that is not refuted, that remains. לא פה, ותתבוא דו מחידה, וברה בישל רובה בין ריקיים, הו ובדה, ואמרים לו ליל, ביתרינו מה יסגיד אם הוא זה שכיח. נאו, ותזמרה, וברה בישל רובה תספס, לא יגעסים עם תזמרה, כי נפירה בקונטרס, ובסומוך, דקום הרל הרבשים ברה בין שכין הו ובדה, לא יגעסינו, אלו, די ניבו ליסטי, תסטאי, ובסומוך נאו מקום נאו, הו ותרבישו ולאי בסומו ושנקיים לשמו, רבי יחד נסוב ארצים, ריקיים יסריצריים, that the maskon of the Gemara is that Mishim Alevi agrees with the Rabbi Stam. Home in the Rabbi Shua the Lehimi. No. Adima. Itma. If the Kamon is the law, the Shliach who delivers the get to the Isho, and he couples it with the declaration of Fonei Atu Fonei Neachtam, in the presence of our many, does he have to give it to her? If the Kamon is the law, Rabbi Yechen and Rabbi Chanine, אחד אומר בפני שניים ואחד אומר בפני שלישו. So the Gemara says, this time, רבי יחן אלו דומה בפני שניים. So one man דומה says, of רבי יחן לבחנינה, that בפני שניים, it's enough. And one says, בפני שלישו. This time, רבי יחן דומה בפני שניים. בחוב, בחיז דה, אז יגיד אותם רבי יחנן, ואומר לי, סיל הבלי בא פתרי, ואם הוא לפון הנה אחתם, פון הנה אחתם, פון הנה אחתם, פון הנה אחתם, תסתיים. דת רבי יחנן is the one who says בפני שניים, לא אם יבוא כמי פלגי, דימן דה אומר בפני שניים, כסוב על לפי שנקים לשמו, so that's the right, from this Gemara, that if the time is because of לשמו, then it doesn't require a bezin. But why doesn't it require a bezin? Kabbalah say this? Kabbalah says this requires Bezdin. So the Ritva says that even from this Gemara it's Muchach, that even though Kabbalah says this requires Bezdin, but since with the Raise we don't need any other says. Why? Because of Kilishmo. But with the Rabbonon with the Atzrich, so with the Rabbonon, it only has the status of Isurin. And Isurin, Idechot and Bisurin doesn't require Bifni Bezin. So if Idechot testifies in the street, naturally Bifni Bezin, so it is also Mivare. So, yeah, according to Rabbi, that the Tam is because of Lishmo, so Mimele, it seems with the Reise, it doesn't require Ides, So here, even though it's a Dorosh Be'avo, but the Chachomim were Meikir, and they did not treat it as a Dorosh Be'avo, but they treated it as regular Yisurim. Regular Yisurim, so it doesn't require Bifnei Be'ez. Masha'in Kei, according to Tamar Yitzhu, we kind of. So even though the Chachomim were Meikir, and they were Maimin in the Dechot, but it has a deal of Kim Shtores, so really that requires Be'ez. Dies da, leben wollte mir die Mann über die Seite, wir sind hier schon mal nur, nicht gerade schon ist mit kein. Wie dies bei hob mit der Bischmal in Roma, wir sind kein nicht mal. Rabbi ich noch mal schön zu mir kein. So, we in the from the previous gemore, we did use the Bischmal in is the one way goes with rap. So me mail since Rabbi ich nicht kann ich. So Rabbi ich is the one way goes with rap. And Rove is so Rove's stam is because it's in the Kaimi, so that requires Bezin. How does Rabbi Yechanan say? How did Rabbi Yechanan say that the Azil Havlo Babitrei? Vorher kommt Rabbi Yechanan Mishnai. Vei do Rabbi Yisrael Rove. Ho Rabbi Yisrael Rove. So even if he agrees with the Tam of Rabbi, but Rove's stam he also recognizes, so maybe it should require Bezin because of Kim Shtoretz. Elo, the cool alma dina in the silly kaime. The oche mishliach naseid, he says, dying come in the gay. Mando ma bifni shnaim, kosova shliach naseid, vein nase dying. And mando ma bifni gimu, kosova shliach naseid, vein eid nase dying. So the Gemara says that cool alma bina in the silly kaime. And even the Mandoma who says we agree with the Tam of Rabbi, so he also agrees with the Tam of Yitzhilikani. So the Mele Bezni is certainly required. But the Mandoma Rabbi Yechanan who says that Bifnishnaim, he holds just the Shliach is Nase Eid, so Eid is Nase Dayen. Because of a Shliach Nase Eid, so Mele, if it is Eid Nasidayin, so Mele, in that case, he has Shleisho, because the Bifnishnaim and then the Shliach himself. So it's three, so it's a best. Now let's see the Rashi. The common is actually of Jim can be three sagas. Let the sagas of the was about so Maria, Magikinam, the Vishin Aidim, the Kim, the Kiyumi, who been on Porte, Kilamino, and Fiction, and Fair Chain, the Kim Stories, Bishleish, or Vitis Bredorahu, for Miss Amina Lil, the Bishimalay, with the Shim Kinish, the Shim Kin, Michal Rabir, and Babluk, the Lil, Omam Shilkai, for his Amino, Rabir Mishnai, the Rabbis of the Rola, Filman of Shim Kinish, Mois, the Namely Kaimi, and the Boy Porte, Bishliach Nasei, the Nasadain. Kilima, Yamlinon, Kay, Hedishliach Nasid, Hochename, Nasidayan, Komifligay, Man Doma Bifnishnaim, Kosova, Kedishliach Nasid, Hochename, Nasidayan, Hilkat, Mr. Vadaye, we have it lot, Man Doma Bifnishlecho, Kosova, Shishliach Nasid, and Nasidayan. Now the Gemara is tailored in Kishliach Nasid. What is Shliach Nasei to do with this? But there is a very good reason as to why the Gemara has to mention Shliach Nasei. It's not an irrelevant question. Because in Gemara in Kedushin, there is a machlekes as to whether Shliach is Nasei. So one man Doma says Shliach is a Nasei. Why is in Shliach Nasei? Because Shluch Ishlonika may say some melee, just as the Baal himself cannot be an aid, he's the Baldovo. So Memele, the Shliach who represents the Baal, is also a Baldovo. But the Adamandoma says Shliach is Nase. In other words, even though the Shluch is going to say and he represents the Baldovo, but he's not considered Mamish like the Baldovo. His Maise is attributed to the Baal, but he's not considered as if he is the Baal. So Memele, he can be an aid. He's still considered a stranger, not the Baal Dovar himself, even though his maise is effective for the Baal. He's not considered like the Baal himself. So if we are going to assume like the Mandoma that Ein Shliach Nasein, why is Ein Shliach Nasein? Because he's the Baal Dovar himself, he's like the Baal himself, so he certainly couldn't be counted as a Dayan. How could the Baal be counted as a Dayan? As a Bezin? So that's why the Gemara has to say, just the Shliach is Nasein. So that means the Shliach does not have a din of a Baal Dovar. Even though he carries out the key and the Gerashin on behalf of the Baal, but he's not considered a Baal Dovar. So Memele, so an aid, so the same Shliach who is an aid, so can be a Dayan too. So Mandoma Flim Kosova Shliach Nasein, an aid as a Dayan. So that the Gemara says in Ksuves that by Kim Shtores that is only with Rabbonon, so it is Nasi Dayan. So why does man one Mandoma say that he is not? So Bakim Di Shokshei Olo Vesaget in the Maislo Yitzit Visamchalo, and the Nisho is certainly Psulo to be a Dayan. Some mele, Rabbi Yishev Melevi holds that even when the Ish is a Shliach, he cannot be a Dayan either, in order to preclude that Mirshul that we should be Mitzarev, that sometimes we could by mistake can treat the Ish also as a Dayan. And then Vidoch, the one who says Rabbi Yechanan says with Mishnayim, so he says, Isha Midiya, there is Samchal. In other words, that there is no Uchshosh. There is no Uchshosh. Now, Umano, if you should have been in the day, only as you can come up on the day, can keep stories and make switch. Shlish, you should come to Star, we call you like him. But we will mean this as a day, and Miss Vimshanin Hanan is a Hedish. The rice, our Rabbon, they as a day. Now, so here it's Gemara Mefoshes that the Nisho is Psulolo. It's Gemara Mefoshes. According to one Mandoma, so we are gazing that Bifnei Shleisho, not Bifnei Shnayim, because of Exere, maybe people will apply the same deen of Eid Nasa Dayan when an Isho is the Shliach. So it seems that it's a double portion, that an Isho cannot be a Dayan. Now, this is not such a double portion. There is one Russian Tesves in Bava Kamet after Svov and in Nidet Afnun, one Russian Tesves, I think that's the Sheet of Rabbi Tam, that an Isho is Kshero Lod. An Isho is Kshero Lod. So then there is another lotion that the Nisho is Psulot, because we don't find any posik that passels a Nisho as a Dayan. There is a posik that passels a Nisho as an aid, Vom Dushnei Anoshim, Vifnei Adishem, but there is no posik that the Nisho is Psulot. So the only moke in the Gemara is that Nisho is Psulot, because the Mishnah in Nida says, Kol a kosher, Lodn kosheloid. Kosheloid. So that's a riot that the Nisha is Psulolod, because if the Nisha is Ksheolod, how can the Mishnah need to say, Kol a kosher Lodn is Ksheoloid, Isha is Ksheolod, and is Psulolod? So then, so the other Lashon, so that's the reason as to why the other Lashon Teisre says that the Nisha is Psulolod. That's the riot from this Gemara Nide. But the first lotion that says that the Nisho is Ksheolodin, so holds that the Pshat in the Gemara Nide, Kol HaKosheloden, Kosheloi, it means Kolish, that's a simen. Kolish, HaKosheloden, Kosheloi. So that's a simen. It's a statistical fact. I mean, not an essential fact. It's just a simen that every man who is Kosheloden is also Kosheloi. But a Nisho is not a man. So, in other words, so there is no connection between Lohoid and Lo. So the question is, well, here it's Gemara Mefereshes. Here it's Gemara Mefereshes that even Kim Shtores, that is Mid Rabbonon, so a Misha is Psolot, Nalachas Kama Vechamo, in something that is arising. So what will Teisves, Rav Netan, do with this Gemara? I didn't see that anybody should raise this question. But even according to the Russian in Teisves, that Elisha is Sherlodin, so it's only in the Nemomenes Elisha is Sherlodin. But in the Nefoshes, Elisha is certainly Psolot, in the Nefoshes. So Memele, Teisves in Makis is that Edis Kedush and Edis Gelashim have been deemed are subject to all the requirements of Edis of Nefoshes. In other words, certain Edis, so in Momenes it's good, and in Nefoshes it's not good. Let's say Edis Mechedes. So we Paskin, like Rabbi Shua ben Koche, that in Momenes it's good, and like Rabbi Shimon Koch and Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Shimon Koch has reference to Edis Micheles in the Riyah, Rabbi Nosson has reference to Edis Micheles in the Agode, and we possibly call in both, like Rabbi Shimon ben Koch and Edis Micheles in the Riyah, and also Edis Micheles in the Agode, that Edis Micheles is Kshirob in the Mominis, but with Foshes it's possible, Bein Beriyah, Bein Beagode. How about Eidik Dushin in the Gereshin, or let's say according to Oman Doma, so the Aloche of Eidish Gotham Tzosobot Lakulo applies only to Nefoshes, it doesn't, according to Rabbi Yisi Makis, it doesn't apply to Momenes. How about Eidik Dushin in the Gereshin? So Teisus in Makis is that it has a din of Nefoshes, and by Nefoshes an issue is certainly Psalmodin. So that Loshin in Teisus in Melokami that says that an issue is Kshirolodin will have to agree with the Teisa Shita in Makis that Eidis Gdushin and Eidis Gerash has a din of Nefoshes, and by Nefoshes and Nisha is certainly Psalm. So Memele, even vis a vis the Kiyumaget, which is only with Rabbonon, so Nisha is Psalm. So because of that, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds there is a Xere that he has to do, that every time a Shliya believers they get to the Isha, he has to deliver it in the presence of three, not in the presence of two, because of Xere Dilme Ose Leachrufe with the case where Nisha is a Shliya. Now, Tesis. Homit Rabbi Shimon Levi so says, there's Xoba. That in Kim Lishmo, so Rabbi Chassov Shimon Zilmi Kaimi. So how can you say that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Tam of Rabbi? We boy Lishmi is so like Kidach Lishmi, if he waits, because in the second period, the beginning of the second period, that only Shemes. Whereas to whether Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi or he agrees with Rabbi. So in Mele, we could say that this, the one who says, that says in the name of Rabbi Shir ben Levi that he holds an Edim Tzulikaime, so Mele, that means that Rabbi Yechon holds Levikil Yishmo, he would agree, he would accord with that Loshon that says Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rabbi, and the Gemara before agrees with the other Loshon. Why does the Gemara say that? The boy Lishne is Sola Kirach Lishne, the very base, so he says no. Yahu Lishne Dorsom, the Komosh Naim, it's a killing for the Echdav. Who he care? The Komra lo yosetu shalo itimeit. So in other words, because the Gemara has their two lishenes, it's two lishenes. Whether shnayim misrich leim for an echdav or not. So the Gemara says that lashon that says shnayim misrich leim before an echdav is weaker. Alim it Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan holds in the mitzvah kaimei. So that's why Shnayim is in Tzrichel Limer for Nechtav, even Kedim Shalom. The Koma Lo Yosef Ushol Itomet. So that Losh Nizika. Ve'oid v'yish nu yila mishane ho diporech lo rabis lo. V'okan lo nevi nasa dayen, hanem mila bidirai se Rashi lo yigores lo. V'adin imei. Tichim di pshitet v'rabon neid nasa dayen, ki diporech li pseiv, eich diporech mi kore lo kaim lo nevi nasa dayen. Do pshitet li nesal daitoch, do ochave dirai se. So, in other words, there is a gear, say, Lokaim, on the Nasidayin. There was a girl saying, look, I'm alone. At first, the Gemara asked the Kasha. Then he does a Dayan. And then the Gemara gives a Teresa. So Rashi is not Gerasi. Now, in our text, so we are not Gerasi either. In our text, we are only Gerasi. We are not Gerasi. We are not Gerasi. In our text, the other Kasha. Doesn't appear. So it's like Rashi says. Rashi goes like Ladini may. The chidin the pshitul the rabbanon need nas dayin. The poruch mipseiv here poruch mikore. How can nas dayin? The pshitul to isal dayin the hocha would rise. In other words, because if we are gerais, that the Gemara has two kashes, the makshin has two kashes. So then it will follow that the premise assumed by the first makshin is just the reverse of the premise assumed by the second makshin. Isn't that strange? So the Gemara at first, the makshin at first says, "Ksikashi vokamu de nasadai." Even though everybody knows that here it's only the Rabbanon, so in other words, according to that girl, say vokamu de nasadai. So the Gemara assumed that even with the Rabbanon is the nasadai. So then the Tarzan gives a teretz, Hanan mila with the Raise. Then he asks, "Vokamu mit Rabbanon? Vokamu mit Rabbanon de nasadai?" So the Makshin says that himself. Unless if we are going to say that it's two different Makshin. I mean, the Ameire who asked the first Kashi was not the same Ameire as the other Kashi. But that is strange. So he says, so that's a raya that we shouldn't be Geres. For Kaimon did not die. And then the Gemara gives a Teresan with the Raisi. So if we're not Geres, so that means that the Makshin knew all the time that by the Rabbanon it is Nasadai. Umiu before Kamedik Suves, we also find something like that, where the Gemara has two kashes and the Hanoche, the premise assumed in the first kashe, is just that the reverse of the premise assumed in the second kashe. Umiu before Kamedik Suves, Gabi Kiyesh Tzas, Kinyanze, Gabi Yakot, Madmuzel Dazbez, Upor Maiko Mashon, Tiyonis, Omol Shoy Ponov. So the Gemara says, so at first the premise was Michael Mashmon is a poshut that Gakot Madgosal Das Bez. So then the Teretz is no. It's not so. But the premise assumed by the first Kashi was that Gakot is Madgosal Das Bez. Then the Gemara asks another kashe, "Vokaymon divada yevet befkeren nichalei." So it's not ischus, but this is just the reverse of the premise assumed in the first kashe. So we see that sometimes we find that in the Gemara. And how can it be explained? Not on the basis that there are two different amroim, and one amir has one kashe, and he didn't know, and then the other amir has the other kashe. No, it's not, because when the Gemara has a kasha, it doesn't even mean that when the Makshin has a kasha and the Tarsin gives a teretz, so it doesn't mean that the Makshin was sitting at one side of the table and the Tarsin was sitting at the other side of the table and one Amire was only a Makshin and the other Amire was only a Tarsin. It's like the four kashas, Pesach night, when we say a manishtano, and then we give the teretz. So the one who says manishtano, he himself gives the teretz. And while he has the kasha of manishtano, he knows the teretz. So it's not that he has to learn. So here too, that's the way the Gemara formulates it, in the form of questions and answers. So Memele, since it's not that the Makshin didn't know and the Tarzan had to enlighten him, it's the Makshin and the Tarzan usually is the same person, is the same Ameire. So Memele, but he formulates it that way. So in order to clarify the dinim, so first he asks the kashe in such a way as if the premise had been that Gea Cotton certainly should be Matbili Saldas business, the Poshut, and then he asks another kashe, as if the premise is that Adim Evet Befgeira Nichalei, and that which it's not considered this. Alright. Hoche Gores Rabbeinu Tam, Given the shakshir of his agate, Zimni Maiselite, the Him Pierce Ramanale, we all did have a mutton maim as in the Maiselic Core. So Taisra says that not only a Nisho is possible to be in the best, a member of the best of the King Shtores, of the King Maget, but a Korev, a Nishi Korev, cannot be a member of the Bezin either. So then the question arises, why doesn't the Gemara say Zimni Maiselic Korev? So the Taisra says, Eino Chanami. The Gemara mentioned Zimni Maiselic Itze, and the same thing is Zimni in the Maiselic Korev. Now let's see what the Rashba says here. The Rashba is Chelik in this. Now, the Rashba, it's on this Gemara. V'yasikne dikul alme b'inu mikayim yivor pligi d'Reb Chanina sovakim d'ishok shiro lo v'ezgito zim d'mais lo yi v'isam chalai d'Reb Yichne sovari shemei d'yod v'lo yisam chalai u'mistabre d'chim shechei v'ikul alme yi mashliach korev lo ze oi lo ze oi l'echod min ha'shnayim shenitam bifneyem oi shoi pikiach v'nistam v'etzorich l'kim flishleish. Vitzor Yichir. In other words, so at first the Rashba says it appears like thesis that if the Shliach is a Korev, so he cannot be a Dayan. Vitzor Yichir, Kim Shekein, Lom Yiskech Shash Avoyes Isho Ezgito, Shuch Shash Rochek, Uchdamino Lil Disho Yishriach, Vilinok at Shash Avoyes Akrevin, Shu Yeis a Korev. So the question is, why does Gemara say, Zimnin Dim Yitze Maise Gite? Let Gemara mention Zin in the Korev Maisekite. So what do we say? What difference does it make? No, because it's much more likely that the Korev should deliver a get than that the Nishi should deliver a get. Because the Gemara says, it's the Maisekite Lishrichem. So the Gemara, the Teres and Tachel Bishliches. So we see that it's unusual for a woman to be a Shliach of a get. But for a Korev to be a Shliach of a get, it's not unusual. So the Gemara should say, Zinin. The Korev Maisigite, not the Itze Maisigite. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say Zimni in the Korev Maisigite, the Gemara only says Zimni in the Itze Maisigite, proves that the Korev can be, is not possible. Then he says, Vitzorchi, Kim Shachim, Lomis, Kashash Abo Ezish Ezgito, Shuch Shash Rochei, Ramulin Shil Shriya, Avon Lech Shash Abo Ezkrim, Shuyiz HaKorev, Elo Shiyish Lema, Shiyizkir Ezo Yisha Shevi Ezgito, Vishu Yizkiru Bifirish Mishasenu, Vyo Adil Shorakrim, Vahayna Namen Lada Lerabi Echem Yishal Yishriche, Do Yike Kule Krevin Yishriche, El Ada Leyishe Meide Yode, Uminei Le Krevin Meide Yode, Nipsu Lel Samchino Laikem Nirali. So far, it's like this issue. Then he says, Vadayim Vinis Yashe Beinai, The Krevin Namen must listen, די מיקטונה האקל שיעל ווי זאגט גוט מיר גאשן די קוטן שמען בהד די קריינג שיע פאל קוך ניר לי באל לאך די הוכע אפיל אק שיירן קשיירן א קריינג קשיירן מיט צארף דה טון יא נישע איז פאסל טו בי דיי וואט די קוך קען בי דיי אין די קיומאגט Why? Lifishani sobo. Da filu be'alme. Da yoni kiyum. Ve'eidi kiyum. Aval pishen krevim. Elu le'elu. Is kshe. In other words, now, here, the shliach, he testifies, he's not just a shliach, he's also an aid. He's an aid kiyum. He testifies on the authenticity of the genuineness of the signatures of the chsime. So Mimele, he's an eight kiyum. So if the eight kiyum, the shliach, happens to be, let's say, first cousin of the dayonim, so it's all right. Shandi sobo da filu baal me dayonim kiyum ve the kiyum. Ava pishin krevi me leilu is keiri. Even though the edikium are craving to the Dayonikium, so they are still sharing. So he says, Dafilo Baume, not only here by get where there is Mishinigune Akilo Rabban, but in all Kim stories, in stories of Mome, too. So if the edikium are first cousins or brothers of the Dayon of the Besen, so it's all right. Dayonikium veidikium avo pishem krevim eilu is sheirim uchnimu chachoche di amre bin rabbonon eid nasi dayen vein choku vein gdeilo mizu. So we say here that by kim shtores daome in all shtores, so eid is nasi dayen, if you are going to assume that a korev eidikium cannot be krevim to the dayonim, here the same person, the eight kiyum becomes a dayan, Odom Korev is Latzne. So if a brother or a first cousin, an eight kiyum, cannot if a first cousin of the best, of the dayonim, cannot testify as an eight kiyum, so lachaskamo bechamo, the one who testifies on the kiyum of the shtar, that he certainly could not become a dayan. Odom Korev Latzne is the same person. So Memele, and since we say that it is Nasi Dayan not only by get, but by old stories, so Memele here too. So here too. So by old stories, by Kiyum of old stories, the Kiyum can be craving to the Dayonim of the Kiyum. וכן מוכחוך אדם בין רבונית נעשי דיין ואין לחוקו וגדי לו מזו ואין יש לך יש חזוק אסל גוב הזה כוספתי לו בפרק לי ששני סעם לו וכן נראה לי that's one thing. So he says וכן נראה לי דאפילו באו מדי יוניקים ויניקים אבל נקרים לאין לו קשרת ונדה דין he says וכן נראה לי בין הקיום הקרבים בין לי מהו ובין לי קשיבי וקשרים מדם רימון, תומר הפחיה, אינו עידים חייס מלו השטר, אלא מכן קורו. ועד היון עם חייס מלו השטר, אף על פי שלא יקורו. So the first thing that the Rashbo mentions, that the Kiyum can be craving to the Ayonim. Then he mentions another Chidesh, that the Kiyum can be craving of the Lev and the Malve. That's another Chidesh. That's even a bigger Chidesh. ומשמע, אלא מי שזה ראיין, מדם גנונטון הרב חיין אל חייס מלו השטר, אלא אם כן קראו, ועד היון אם חייס מלו השטר, אף על פי שלא יקראו. ומשמע שלא יקראו כלל, ולא יודע מי ומי בעלי הדובו. So the law is that the Ionim can fix their signatures on the Hempek is really notarization. I mean, what in English is called notarize a signature. So Hadayonim chesim lashtar aval pi shaloi koro umashma shaloi koro klal. If they didn't read the shtar altogether, they just affixed their names that Edim testified that they are familiar with the signatures and the signatures are genuine. So how can they affix their signatures if they didn't read the shtar? So they don't know who the Levi is and who the Malvi is. Maybe they, the Kiyum, happen to be first cousins of the Levi, of the Malvi. How can they affix their signatures on the handbag if they didn't read the Shtar? The answer is, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Even if they, the Kiyum, happen to be brothers of the Levi or the Malvi or first cousins of the Levi or the Malvi, it's still all right. V'chashinu shema yida Kiyum treivim lebaladovo. אבל דיונים קרבים לבלדובו ודאי ביעלמי פסולים. But דיונים הקרבים לבלדובו ודאי ביעלמי פסולים. אבל כאילו להכשיר אפילו הקרבים. But if the דיונים הקרבים to the בלדובו, so then it's certainly possible. Idayan, a korev of the Baldovo cannot be a dayan. So that the Gemara learns it out in Sanhedrin, from the Posik, from the Yom Sovis Albonim. So we learn out that in also, the dayonim kreivim Baldovo, so apost, vade baal mepsulim. Avol, hikeu, lehachshir, afilu hakreivim, kiderach shetirum bavo esaget, ובעיד איזה נכתב לשמור, ומיקויים ובקושר, דהשתה, הנה משהו נגד, ואין דחושי שהוא אוכל, איש עצמו ולחושי שהוא מקרבים, דשייך את ראי, וזימנו לבקיע בקובו סון. So now he says, that the Gemara only says, אישו is קשר עולו ויסגת. אישו is קשר עולו ויסגת. The Gemara says, since אישו is קשר עולו ויסגת, so זימנים לאיצו מה יסגת. And she cannot be a dayan. But the Gemara doesn't say zim in the korev ma'isegite, because a korev can be a dayan too by Kim Stotz. So in other words, so we see that the Rashbo is chelik al tesis. All right. Tanya kavos l'rabir. המי ביגד נדס הים, ויוסלו ולום לפנך לפנן איכתם, יצי ועבלת ממס, דיבר רב מאיר, וחכומים אמרים אין עבלת ממס, כיצד יעשה, יתלנו עם הנביא הזה, ויתלנו לו בפני שניים. So it says that you only need to deliver it in the presence of two, not in the presence of three, that's like רבי יחנן, not like רבי שמרי. ולפנן איכתם, ולפנן איכתם, שלי מורי סיכשי, מי המשלום מפנח, תמונן לך תמיד צבא לדמה מזה, וואי, צום מן רבנון, אין רמי על כל תאמי. יום הרבן במשפי גאולה, אם רואי רמי, כל המשל מגש את הולכה חובי מגיטן, יצי ועבלת מה מזה. יצי משלוס וגט משום ביום, יצי בית מיו, ועוד גט כושר, הוא יפנה נחתה, ומשום ביום, ועבלת מה מזה. So the Gemara says, that's רבי ישיר. Now, let's see the thesis. כיצד יעשה, Now here the Gemara implies, it tells us that it's possible to rectify the blunder. In other words, if Ishli had delivered the get to the Isha, and he made a blunder, he didn't say for the Nechtam. So there is a way to rectify it by picking up the get from the Isha, and then making a redelivery, making new nisine, and couple the new nisine with the declaration of Fanechtam. So Satesha says that this possibility of rectifying the blunder by picking up the get from the Isha and making new nisine, that's according to the Rabbonon. Perish case at Yasel Rabbonon. שתינוסי לחתחילה, או אם ניסה שלא יתאיצה, אבל לבלעת, אין צורך תקונה, דיבלו את הקונה לא יעד הממזר, דילס לכל המשנה, and not always according to Rabbono. So, as far as the blood is concerned, so it's not necessary to rectify, because even if he doesn't rectify the wrong, the blunder, so he still will not be a ממזר, according to Rabbono. But, according to, so the whole purpose, according to the Rabbonon, of rectifying the blunder, is to enable the Ishe to get married. Or, even if she got married already, so the purpose of making a new delivery of the get is to enable the Ishe that he shouldn't have to leave her husband. shouldn't have to leave her husband. That's according to Rabbi Elchanan. What's the purpose of the new delivery? So the purpose of a new delivery, according to a new nisina, according to Rameya, is only if she didn't get married. But according to Rameya, if the she got married already, so it seems the vlad is a mamzer, in case there is a vlad. So the vlad is a mamzer, it cannot be rectified to prevent her from leaving the husband. She'll have to leave the husband anyway. If the vlad is a mamzer, so memele, all the chumres apply, and the new delivery will not rectify it. Is your avol acham isuim mistaber the rameyar in takone the chiv the avol mamzer in kikurat ochim ma'ilu bo v'teitzim mizeh mizeh. So even though she didn't have a blood, she didn't have a child, so she still has to live the husband according to me. That's the issue. Now, so according to Teisves, alibet the rameyar. So there is a purpose in making a new nisine only if she didn't get married yet. So then, by making a new nisine, she'll be able to get married. But if she got married already, there is no purpose in making a new nisine, because then she has to leave the husband anyway. And according to Rabbanon, the purpose of making a new nisine is in two situations. One situation is the same as according to Rameya. So we see from that wherever there is a psul in the nisina of the get, in as much as the psul is not intrinsic, is not inherent in the get itself, so it doesn't pass on the get. Now one could say, since in the Rabbonon there is a requirement for an echtam, so mele, if the get was given once to the isha, without saying for an echtam, so a new get, in order to carry out the takonos chachomim, or before the Nachtam, a new get has to be executed, and the same get cannot be used. So we see from this Gemara, not like that. Shekol kilku ipsu chiyome biget binisine kipi shinapsu bikufi shal get shaget kosha shaafal pi shamisino in nasis koro haget in elifsa moche umishim hoche sage kishinitlenu ime kishinitlenu ime. In other words, why and what? So that's the raya from this Gemara. Why should we say that if the Gemara didn't tell us, so then we could argue with sound logic that inasmuch as he was required with Rabbonon to say for that for Nechtam, and he realized that he seen it without making the declaration for that for Nechtam, so then in order to rectify the wrong, so the Baal has to go back to the Baal, and the Baal has to execute a new get. Why a new get? No. I mean, isn't it a double portion that in as much as there is no inherent, intrinsic psul in the get itself, so just because it did not comply with Takonis Chachomim, why should the get become posel? Why? Now, there is a loche of shtar shalovopay upore v'choza bulovopay. So that shtar cannot be used. Ispoka shibu. Shtar shalovopay. Shtar shalovopay upore eini chiza bulovopay. So that words, if Ruvay lent Shimon $1,000 and Shimon executed the shtar of $1,000, and then Shimon paid the $1,000, then he borrowed again the $1,000. And he wants to use the same shtar. Why should he go and bother him to sign his shtar? He'll give me the same shtar, he's the same parties. Talach is not. Because he's pokashim with it. So it's talach. So in other words, if, let's say, a person, if he bow, let's say, he'll divorce his wife. He'll divorce his wife. You divorce his wife, and then, let's say, I want to just have his mom, so he tells this one. And then, the same day that he divorced his wife, he changed his mind. He'll decide to marry her again. All right, there's a Rabbonon. He cannot marry, I mean, only if she waits in Chodoshim, so if the same husband wants to marry her, so that's a shaila, whether she still has to wait 3 months or not. But we're not considering that, Rabbonon. So he wants to marry her again, and he married her again. All right, he married her again. And then, the same day, everything could happen. So he decides to divorce her again. So he couldn't choose the same gift. Even though it's the same man, it's the right man, the same bar, the same nishok, he couldn't use the same get. So for two reasons he couldn't use the same get. First of all, it will be a chesom don shmo, I get. Because even though it was written, lishim abal, lishim nisho, the same bar, same nisho, but the two gerashims terminate different ishes. This is the second marital relationship that the get has to terminate. So the name, it has to be l'shem gerashim. So what does it mean l'shem gerashim? It has to be l'shem this gerashim, not another gerashim. So mainly, if you use the same get, so it will be no good. Midraise for two reasons. First of all, of shtar shalovobe, upore, in chizab lovobe, shikro poka shabude. So since one kinyan was affected with that shtar, that's it, in ishtores in kola tere kola, not only in get. And then, by get, because it's not lishmo. It's not lishmo, even though it was written for this husband, for this woman, and lishim gerashim. But that was written for the gerashim of terminating the first marriage. And this get has to be written for the gerashim of terminating the second marital relationship. So it's not lishmo either. Anyway, so mele, in the case where, now, if, let's say, a bar will deliver a get to the nisho, and in such a way that he'll do it in such a way that midraise the get will be no get, let's say, clearly the chlodar account. He'll give the get to the nisho, but he will not give it directly from his hand into her hand, but he'll put it on the floor, and then he'll tell the nisho to pick it up. So then, we won't tell, basically, we will not tell the husband, you have to execute another get. Because it's lovabay, and shtar shal lovabay uporei, and chizam lovabay shepopata shibudei. Because over there, he paid the halvoyeh. So maybe it's poka shibudei, the kinyan was already affected. Mashuinke, here, he didn't carry out the gerashim, he just intended to carry out the gerashim. Kliki techlada mekalke is nothing. It's no misine. That's in the case where the misine was done in such a way that with the right said the gerashim is no gerashim. So it's not poka shibudei as yet. The kinyan was not affected yet. Mashalim came in this case. So if from nechtu, for nechtam is only rabbonon. But with the raise, it's a good gerashim. But with rabbonon, it's not a good gerashim. So mele, we could argue that since with rabbonon, it's not a good gerashim. So in order to rectify the blunder, it's not enough to take the same get and make a redelivery. But he has to execute a new get because midrabono, midraise, a kinyan was affected, the kinyan gerashim was affected with this. So it's already pokashibude. So, but midrabono, she still has to be midrashes. So maybe we could use the same get, we could argue that way. So komashmon, so it's not such a double kashmon. So that is the hinge. מראש מאמינון שכל כאילו קוראים פסול שיום בגד מסיני כאילו שינה פסול בגוף ראשון דאב שהגד כושר שאף על פי שהסיני נס הסקורו so במילה you could say since מדרייסה the מסיני was נס הסקורו so מדרייסה it's for כשיבודה but with the רבונון she has to be divorced she is not divorced yet so במילה she couldn't with the רבונון use this get because it's for כשיבודה because he spoke as a good day. So I get in the Nifsal now. So the Rais from this Gemara, that in as much as there was no intrinsic psul in the get, just with the Rabbonon, the Nisid, the Geirashim was not done properly, so you can rectify the blunder by making it Nisid. The old market at Yase, he came on the Oma, the Rabbonon the Chutkoi. Now, the Ritva mentioned here four different things. So that's the first question. He came on the one of the Rishaynes is like Shitas of Jesus. He came on the Oma, the Rabbonon the Chutkoi. The Oma, the Rabbonon case at Yase, she didn't necessitate. Wenn so klein war in wo in ist es wie no sie bei wir hat hier in plan aber und bei war ich mich schon mal bei khomi mit da konel leit sie war mam ze aber was la khair in a viu hat bei sag da konel zu aber mit na wo ist ich didn't get that so we no say so it's possible to rectify so this first slushing is like a cheat of taste that according to Rav Meir, so the purpose of making the delivery along the Rav Meir is only if she didn't get married yet. But if she got married, so then it states it. And it states it. And of course, even if she got married, so there is still a purpose in making the delivery so that she should be able to marry a third person. So this states it. So that's the first question in the ritual. Avo Rabbi Akvalik, Mishim Rabbi Rachon, Tako Yisrael Alam. Avo, Leimos Lachini, Avo Rabbi Meir, Sagi, Mitako Nezu. So, in other words, so the purpose, according to Rabbonon, is, even if he says, so by making it Unisine, so she will not have to be the husband. That's one. So that's in line with this. Then there is another shite. The bein remei abein rabbonon koi. Now go chuli komar yeitzi vavad mamzer. Elo kishei lechashliach. Hoi shemeitz. Shi yefshol nisaki. Avu kol shefshol nisaki. Misu kenu. Vavu remei. Vavu teitzi. Vavad kosher. Kiyo niskai magen vechizmo. Di ze poshul kula ome avu shuloma. בפני נחת, בפני נחת מבט כושר, וליטייצי, שאני מסבור מפריע, שיהיו איזו מגרשת מגד כושר. The second motion is equally. He says that even if she has a blood, even if she had a blood with the second husband, and she had a blood she conceived before the בפני נחת, בפני נחת, was declared, so still it's possible to rectify the wrong retroactively. In other words, that it has retroactive effect. The declaration of b'fonenechtam has retroactive effect. But what Rameya say that if the Shliach failed to say b'fonenechtam, so then the Vlad is a mamzer. So Rameya has reference to a case where the Shliach failed to say b'fonenechtam and it's impossible for him to make that declaration. The Shliach died or the Shliach went in Zayam. It's impossible for him to make a new delivery. Or let's say the get got lost, the get got burned. After the delivery, the get got burned. So it's impossible to rectify. So in such a case, the blood is a mamzer. But if it is possible to make a new delivery and couple the new Nisine with the declaration for Achman Echtam, so then it has retroactive effect and the blood is not a mamzer. If the blood is not a mamzer, so it should be retained. Alright. Now, so what's the pshat? According to the second motion, that's a kule. According to the second motion, so before a nechtam, has retroactive effect. How can before a nechtam, have retroactive effect? So we have to explain it as follows. Because we see from this Gemara that the declaration for nechtam before a nechtam has to be made simultaneously in the city. Teisve says that Tochtei Dibo is alright, Teisve says it's Sofik, when Asuki Mezihin is alright. Anyway, it has to be made, the Nechtam has to be declared simultaneously in the Nisine. So Mimele, if he picks up the get, and delivers it again to the Isha, so then the second Nisina is considered like an extension of the first Nisina. Midrabonon is considered like an extension of the first Nisina. And Midrabonon is considered like a Nisina Arich. So the Mele, since he picks it up and he redelivers the get to the Isha, so that the second Nisina is the consummation of the single Nisina. So the Mele, it has retroactive effect. So she becomes Mikureshes even Midrabonon in Afreya. So it's like it's considered like the like an extension of the first Nisina. Oh, that's the second question. V'Rabbi Piresh, I'm Rabbeinu Piresh. V'Vadai, now a third question. V'Vadai Bein Reb Meir Bein Rabbonon Koye Ulikum Evidakon Ezusage Le'inyan Deleiteitze Avl Havlat. In other words, you see, the second motion definitely holds that the declaration of for an Echtam has retroactive effect. The third motion, so he says, Vadai Bein Reb Meir U Bein Rabbonon Koye Ulikule Bitakon Ezu Sage Lid Liteitze Avul Havlad Reb Meir Leilo Mamzer Kim Sheshino Madei Chachomim. The third motion holds, no, that this redelivery does not have retroactive effect. If it would have, if the third Russian had also held that it has retroactive effect, so then the Vlad shouldn't be Mamzer, because it's retroactively determined that before an Echdam was said simultaneously in the Nisine. So the third Russian holds that it does not have retroactive effect. So in other words, so the rectification is only Mikan Lahab. Now, if the rectification is only Mikam Lahabe, so the question is, why does he say that Bein Reb Meir Bein Rabbonon Koye Ulikule B'Tachon Ezusage Lien Deleiteitze? In other words, so even if she had a child with a second husband, so that child is no Takone, that child remains a Mamza, but she doesn't have to leave the husband. Now, the child, so the question is this, the child remains a Mamza. So that means we do not consider her as a grusha limafreya. So she becomes a grusha only as only kind of habit. But when she conceived from the second husband, so then she is considered as a misishish. Otherwise, the child would be considered as a mamza. So if she is considered as a misishish, so the aloha is that if a misishish gets married, so then it states a mizeh umizeh. So how does this rectification capable of enabling her to stay with the second husband? So the question is, how about Teisa Shite in the first portion? You can also have the same kasha. Teisa says that according in the first portion, that according to the Rabbonon, you can rectify the wrong. It's to enable the Isha that she should not have to leave her second husband. But according to the Meir, Teisa says no. So why according to the Rabbonon? Yes, Monefshech. If the rectification has retroactive effect, so even according to the Meir, he should be able to enable the woman to stay with the husband and to kasha the child. So Teisa says in the first portion of it four, and Teisa says that's impossible to kasha the child. And the first portion said it's impossible to kasha the child. So why? Because it does not have retroactive effect. If it does not have retroactive effect, how is it that it's possible to enable the woman who already is married to a second husband that she should stay with the husband? But Monefshech, if it's retroactive effect, it cannot have. So it can only rectify Mikan Lahabe. So that means she'll become a grusha only now. So that means she got married, let's say, 10 months ago she got married. So 10 months ago she was an ishishish. So we should apply the halacha of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. So we have to say, since the whole halacha of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh is only with Rabbanon, I mean, it's not with Reise. With Reise, she certainly was with Reshes. mit der Reise reden wir gar nicht. Und die bin ich mit der Reise. But only if an Ishishish is, if an Ishishish is Mizane b'meizik, but if she is Mizane b'sheigik, she is not a sur on the Baimon, she is not a sur on the Baal either. Now the second husband, he is the Baal. So it's only a question of the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim were making here. And they made a dispensation on this halacha of Teitzim Zerbizim. But according to the first Loshin in the Ritva, so the Chachomim were making only according to the Rabbanon, but not according to the Meir, because inasmuch as it does not have legal retroactive effect, so maybe the child is a mamzer. If the child is a mamzer, so we couldn't say the first question Jesus says. So we couldn't say since the child is a mamzer, so we couldn't say that she can remain with the husband. But the third question says we have to say that according to Rabbanon, even though it does not have retroactive effect. But there is a special kuleh, and the Chachomim dispense with this requirement of Teitzim Zel Mizeh in this case, if ultimately there is a Nunisine and he complies with Takoles Chachomim, so even though it does not have retroactive effect, still the Chachomim applied a special kuleh here. So even according to Rameya, the Chachomim applied a special kuleh. So the third question says, the third verse says, "V'rabbi rabbin pireish bade bein rabbi rabbeya bein rabbanon koye u'rikule b'takon ezu sageli and relate." And so in other words, even if she has a vlad for the second husband, so it's still a teitzei. If the shliach makes a new delivery and couples that with the creation for that one, but the child is a mamzer, so it does not rectify the retroactively. So the child is a mamzer. So why is loyteitze? So let's supply the aloche of teitzim zemizeh. So it's a special code. Avla bad lemeya leila mamzer kim sheshinu mabir chachomi. Then there is a fourth shite. Vilinire im remeya vim rabbonon im nisei steitze. The beholy plige with a kondezu. So ele yomi nosei lache a klima kitzat yase. Shoyos v'akuno le'ilom, afil alib v'chachomim, kim shenise shaloi kidin, is kansino lo v'teitze. Now, the fourth shite, logically is very smooth. Because the fourth shite holds that the new nisine can only rectify the blonde mikam lahab. It does not have any retroactive effect. So maybe since it does not have any retroactive effect, so the male even a little bit abonon. If Nisei's, so she cannot stay with her husband. She must leave the husband. But what's the purpose of making a new declaration? Number one, if she didn't get married, so then she can get married to whoever she pleases. And number two, another situation is if she did get married, so this husband she must leave. But she can get married to somebody else. Yeah, as long as it's not rectified and the new nisine is not made, she'll have to leave the husband and not get married to anyone else. So in other words, the fourth shite is a very logically, it's a very smooth, simple shite. In other words, the second shite holds there are four shites. The second lotion holds that it has retroactive effect, it rectifies the retroactive. So then everything is smooth, no difficulty. The fourth lotion holds, it has no retroactive effect. So again, everything is smooth in the fourth shite. The second lotion and the fourth lotion are very smooth, do not require an explanation. The second lotion holds that it has retroactive effect. The fourth lotion holds that it only can rectify mikan l'habe, not l'mafreya. But the first lotion and the third lotion, they say that it can only rectify mikan l'habe. So then, if it can only rectify mikan l'habe, so then it should be teitzei. So the first lotion says alibi de rabbeya, it's always teitzei, because since the vlad is a mamzer, so the mele she cannot stay with the husband either. But and the third lotion says that there is a special pulling. There is a special pulling. And the first lashon also holds that the Chachamim applied here a special pulling. Because otherwise, if not for a special dispensation, so since it can only rectify, we can't have it. So it should be teitz mizeh mizeh. But because of a special pulling, that the Chachamim applied. Alright. Yitlenu imenu, v'yazen yitlenu, v'yimu. מכאן משמע דצורך לימה בשעס מסיני לפעונה נחתם ולקום להגיד להם ממנו ולא הדילה אחר מסיני תלך לדיבור דמהנה ולקום על איור שלא שלוקים שבקייף ולהספיק לימה לפעונה נחתם של ישחריש אבל אחרי זה דיבור מסבת לוי אם יהנה כל זמן שעסוקים בישים יהיה אוי בואי אוי לה וכדי מסיני מסבת לוי נעבי מהנה ומתנם בפרי כל הגט So it, the teacher says two sophikis. One sophikis is la'ach ha'lisine ha'asuki mesinim. Another sophikis is kedem mesinim. ומתנם פרי כל הגט, אני נגיד את זה ים וחולו, איסי בית משליח ואין מהיר. So it's, so it won't could bring a riot, that kingdom is in it. So it's a riot, because here, when the first shliach, so, the first shliach, says before the nechtam, So it's long, long before the gate is delivered to the isha. So it's no riot, because over there, the areima, kisha gate is in the rasyodei. Because maybe the declaration cannot be made before the Nisine. But it doesn't mean that it has to be made at the time of the Nisine Saget Miyad Ashliach Liyad Hoyisho. In that case, it's made at the time when the get is it comes out from his hand to the other Shliach's. It's a second Shliach's hand. So that's also why, that also conforms HaKodesh HaKhamim. Alright. בהד יבואי ועשו יגידי עוס לקמי רבה אחר על ממונה הגידי אומלי שרה שסייס what does it mean ממונה הגידי לקרם וכל שגידי הבטים יקנו קדוש לא יראי צריכים רואה ואחד במימה מגב לרבה והוא יהיה חנאבת אומלי צורך את לעמיד על כל הישראל עוס לקמי רבה מרבה זה אומלי לא צריך so there is a מחלקת between the two וחיתי מעבד בחומרה נמצאת מיצלה אז אני פרישה רבי באחון אייסי גיטה אייסי גיטה פאו גי יכתב כמי ופאו גלו יכתב כמי עוז לי כמי רבי לזה רבי לא זה דמי רע אומר לי אפילו מקוסם בו שתאחס לשמו שוב ניצוריך Now what does it mean of course בשתאחס לשמו שוב ניצוריך So that's the Gemara that says what? The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, second Perek says, that if one is maybe getting the Sayyam, and he says, before Nainech Tav Chetzion, or before Nainech Tav Kulei Post, so the Gemara says, Kash Hei Chetzion, Ilei Mechetzion Rishin, that he witnessed the writing of the first half of the text of the Gemara. And all the signatures and the signing of all the witnesses. So it's possible. So Vomar Abelozer Afu Mikosa Belishita Achas Lishmo Shuv Nitzorich. Elo Marava Shechetiach. So Rashi says Shita Achas Shito Misheino Shebo Shemoish Voisho Veazma. Voisho Veazma. So from Rashi it's Mashma. So Rashi it's mashma that the important thing is in order that it should be a good get, so the shliach must have witnessed the important portion of the get. What is the important portion of the get? The tirif. What does the tirif consist of? Shemoish, Shemoisho, Zman, Mokei, Hariat Nitar Tcholonom. Now Rashi doesn't say Hariat Nitar Tcholonom. He just says Shemoish, Shemoisho, Zman. He doesn't say that, but Slav Davki. But from Rashi it's Mashma, that it means, Shita Achas means the Teve. And even though he didn't witness the Teve, Teve is not important. It's not important. This is how it's Mashma from Rashi. Now, Teisve says, Peiru shall iro eloshito rishino, di misto mesime rishino. So from Teisve it's Mashma, it's not because he witnessed the important portion of the get, the writing of the important portion of the get, that which is indispensable for the validity of the get. No, Teisa says, because since he witnessed the first line, and he saw that the first line was written Lishmo, so the presumption is that all the other nine lines were written Lishmo. So from that point of view, even if he, let's say in the first line, Hariyat Mitares L'Cholodom is not mentioned. Hariyat Mitares L'Cholodom is mentioned in the second line. According to Rashi, so Shitachas means a very long line. In other words, that it has, the whole Teref is spelled out there. But, so then nothing else is necessary, isn't it? Everything else is unimportant. Suppose the rest of the get is Shaloi Lishmo. So it's still a good get. But according to Teisus, it's not on the basis that the rest of the get is unimportant. Because if one line of the Teref, he witnessed and he saw that it was written Lishma Baal, Lishma Yishma, Lishma Gershon, so then we presume that the rest of the get was also written Lishma. So what's Nafkemini? Nafkemini is, suppose he witnessed one line, but that one line only had part of it. He didn't have Dariyat Mitares L'Cholodom. So according to Rashi, it wouldn't be good. According to Teisves, it would be good. According to Teisves, it would be good. Now, from this Gemara, I feel Kosabil Shitachas L'Shmo Shubin Itzorich. So the Rebbe deduces that we passed like Rav, not like Rav. Because according to Rav, in other words, Rav says that the Talmud is because of the Gilui Shmo. Rav says because of the Nitzim Likaim. So the Rebbe says that the Halacha is like Rav. That the Talmud is because of the Shmo, but Rav is like Rav. So the Talmud is both. Now, all the other Rishonim, they passed like Rav. But one of the main rayas of the Rebbe, the Rebbe mentions other rayas, but other rayas are not apparently such strong rayas. This appears to be the strongest raya that the Rebbe mentions, that the halacha is like Rabbi. Because according to Rabbi, we understand that from the course of the Shita Achas Lishmo, so Shulim Itzorich, because that is the important portion of the get. So especially according to Rashi's Pshat. But anyway, especially according to Rashi's Pshat. But according to Rove, so actually the Shliach shouldn't have to say before the Nechtav altogether. Why does the Shliach say before Nechtav? Lilach lufe bishosh toles da'alme. So what difference does it make? Shita achas, chetzi orishin or chetzi achay. So you could say that if he witnessed a portion of the ksive of the text, so that will already eliminate the possibility, will preclude the possibility of achlu. So then it should make a difference whether it's chetzi orishin, chetzi achay. And we do make a difference between shita achas lishmo, chetzi orishin, or chetzi achay. So that's Teisus kasha. That's what Teisus says here about giving them down. Also, achlufe, you can store it down every time. Keep the insolent women for an echta. Hello, Shima Chlufe. Am I posted the Rishi Bay base for an echta of Hatsi Achen, Twin Hatsi Rishi, Vishlema, the Hatsi Rishi, Yish Bay, Shimuish, Moish, or Azman, Shuiker again. Mean come to us up. This is what Teisus says. All right. So, some in melee, it wouldn't be a riot. So, according to Teisus, there is no riot on this. Now, the Ramban mentions the Reibetz Raya, the Ramban mentions the Reibetz Raya, and he mentions the Reibetz Raya in Sefer HaSchus and also in the Chidushim. But in the Sefer HaSchus, he discusses the other Rayas of the Reibet. The other Rayas of the Reibet are not so strong, but then a certain portion is missing in the Sefer HaSchus. So that portion, that where he rebuts the Raya from this Gemara, is missing in the Sefer HaSchus. But in the Chidushim, it's not missing. So there, he mentions one Shiteh. I mean, and that seems to be a very strong guy. After the Kosovo of the Shiteh Achas Lishmo Shem Nitzorich, and it means only Shiteh Lishen. So Bishleim, if we say that the Tam is because of Lishmo, we understand. Because the Shiteh Lishen, he has the Shemuishim. But according to Rabbi, it's only to preclude achlufe. So what difference does it make? Hey, heck out with me. So Teisus gives a teretz. It makes a difference because people know people know what he testified to. If they hear that he testified to the important part of the get, so then they will not mix up get with other stories. But if they hear that he testified as to an unimportant portion of the get, so then they are still likely to mix up, to equate other stories with it. All right, that stays his terence. But the Ramban, so he mentions one terence, and he says that even according to Rovi, who says that the Chachomim were misakim b'fanei nechta, because of an inim tzuyim mikaimei, not because of Lishmo, so he only holds that the Chachomim wouldn't at the very inception be misakim b'fanei nechta on account of Lishmo. But once the Chachomim had to be misakim before I nechta because of an insulikaim, and because of Liachluf and Kim Stoller down the day to be misakim, that he has to say before I nechta also, so Mimele, they were also misakim that he has to establish that it was written Lishmo. And then the Ramban rejects that Losh. At first he says that Losh, and then he rejects it. So he says at first he says Rodlan Leima, and then he rejects it. The Afal Gav the Lesley the Robe, the Rabbi, the Litzrich Lima von Nachtem von Nachtem, Mr. Social Lishmo, El Lisvil, if you truly came, he Trich Lima von Nachtem von Nachtem, whom she was lach Lufe, he Trich Lima von Nachtem. Mikomo came to us, they do say by Meshoma before Nachtem, we do say more. The Heine Lishmo, Liman the boy exil Lishmo, the Loy Mishum Shahoshi Shulishim Kin. לשמוע וזה אם המפונן אחת אף חצי הקיבו שנידי סמי או כלום פוסט דאב משל מדי שתור החכוני שאומרו שצורך לי מפונן אחת לשמוע. So what does he say? He says that you, according to Rove, we are not חיישיש for שומעים לשמוע. We are not חיישיש. וכין, סתם ספרי דיינים, מתמן מראה, we are not חיישיש אם מרבו לנו שומעים חיישיש. This is so remote that we shouldn't be חיישיש אם מרבו. So the only reason why the Chachamim required the Shliach to say for an Echtam is because of an Imtzui Mikaimi. And the G'day Shalui Lachluf Mikun Shtore Daume, they required him to say before an Echtam also. But it is all based upon that Yisod, that HaKones Chachamim have two rationales. One, usually, I mean, HaKones Chachamim have two rationales. One time is as to the why. Without it. So there is a why. And then there is also a how. I mean, this is what Rishayim say, that Maimat Roshin is a Hilchas in Leitaini. So the Rosh says, and this says, not that there's no time, there's a very good reason. Because without Maimat Roshin, so business transactions would be severely handicapped. Because without Maimat Roshin, it would be very difficult to transfer a Halvoy, Shibudi, or a Pikod to another person. So, in order to expedite business transactions, it was necessary to be misake Maimat Roshin. So why is it Hilchas Leitaime? So it's Hilchas Leitaime? The answer is, it's Hilchas Leitaime because there is no time as to how the Maimat Roshin is effective. In other words, because that is an exception. But usually Takonis Chachomim have a rationale not only as to the why, they have a rationale as to the how also. So, what is the why of before I nechtav? And in Yisui Mikaimi, what is the why of before I nechtav to preclude Kimsh Achlufe Kimsh Torres Daomi? So, all right. So that's a very good reason as to why the Chachonim require the Shliach to say before I nechtav. But it doesn't make sense. Why does he say before I nechtav? What? What is he trying to determine? Just to make a heker? So that's a good reason from the point of view of the why. But it's not a good reason from the point of view of the how. So from the point of view of the why, it's needed to prevent lachlufe b'kimshtor edalmi. And how is it effective? But how the chachomim? Every takonis chachomim has to make sense. Has to make good sense. So there is a good rationale as to the how also. Because it does establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that the get was written Mishmo. Even though this is such a remote possibility, we don't have to be chayish with the Raisim, we don't have to be chayish with the Rabbon. But since there is a good reason as to why the Shliach should be required, that's from the point of view of the why. So Mimele the Chachomim were misaking that the Shliach has to verify that it was written Mishmo. And since the possibility is not excluded that it was written Shmoy Mishmo, it is very unusual, but it's not excluded, so it makes good sense. So in other words, so this is what the Shliach has to verify. But then he says that, Ani Rogel Ima Koze, and then at the end he says, V'chol Ze Inenu Sheila. So in other words, apparently for a long time, he thought, the Ramban thought that this is a good teretz, but he says, and then he came to the conclusion, even though he said Ani Rogel Leforish, but that means at the end he changed his mind. He was crazy. So the Raya of the Raya is a good Raya, and the Ramban passes like Rove, not like Rave. So he says, Avrin Mashin Kshinu Kushio. The Aval Gavu Ichashino Mishmo Tzorich Lamid Al Koleis Vieis O Yaltir Faget Shiim In Eisikin Yoch Leima Before Nechta. That's like the taste is there at Dav Gimel. What does taste say? According to Rove, that the whole time of the Nechtav is because of Kim. So before the Nechtav shouldn't even be required. And why was before the Nechtav also included in the requirement to preclude Achlufe? So what difference does it make? Chatzi Rishon, Chatzi Acher, the first line, the last line. Heker it would be. Or if you say no, it's not a heker unless he testifies that we witness the whole text. So then even Chatzi Rishon shouldn't be good enough. That's the discussion. So Taisa says, "V'chetzi orishin yish v'shimayish shvoyish shavazman shulikra get mitamis l'stachuve." So the Ramban in the end gives us that. All right. Oh, Ravashi omar afilu kankul mesevikei migilote. Ravashi says that it's not even necessary that he should witness the even one line of the tale. But if the Shliach says that he heard, that he witnessed, that Tiknakum is Vaklav, Tiknakum Vaklav, Shishoma Kishiknu Lishmo Kishachiknis, Machiknis, saying the smoothing out of the parchment, or of the pen, so that he witnessed, the debt was prepared. Lishmo, so it's also not that this has to be lishmo. There is no aloha, all Rishayim say, there is no aloha that the smoothing out and the cutting of the parchment has to be done lishmo. Even if the cutting of the parchment was done at the very outset for some other purpose, not for the get. So it's still good. But if the shliach witnessed that here, so the preparation of the parchment and of the pen was made especially for the Ksivus Haget, so that's a raya, that the Ksivus Haget itself was also made lishmo. קולאים קולאי כושר מה? אילי משליח השלו בבאי סיבה בעלי ידו לחוזלי אמרת כושר נכנס וייצא מבויה אלו, so what's the חידש? אלו סיפה פשיטה משליטה נכנס וייצא נפסלנו, לא יצריך דינו פק לשוק קייס or ימור אסס that these vices reference the case where the שליח not the שליח, I'm sorry, where the Sefer walked outside for a moment in the midst of the writing of the gate, he interrupted the writing of the gate and he walked outside and then he came back and then he finished the gate. So lo yitzchen of an ishuke vose ma uritei min ishachin ashkefen bo amalei ma uritei min ishachin ishishmei kishmei shal ze vi amalei nichtiv the gate and he finished the gate for the other yisim ishimei. So one part of the get was written for the sake of the Yesh Mishim number one, and the second half of the get was written for the other Yesh Mishim. So that means it's in Shalom Lishmo. We don't have to be Cheshish. Komashmo. Now the Tainsvets. Afilkin Kulmese. We don't know if so many possible of the get before Cheney. So the Aloch is that so many blind person cannot be made Shliach. Why? Because he has to testify from Nechtam for Nechtam, how can he witness? So now the Trabashi says that he doesn't have to see anything, even if he just hears the scraping of the pen or of the knife,